The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, back for the second hour. Robin stepped out for a second. I'm watching a little video here online of, sorry about that, that car crash that they talked about in the news, that poor guy that got damaged pretty badly in that, and up in the Pocono Raceway. So our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I only, like, the last 10 minutes I turned on your show, and as soon as I heard PETA, my ears perked up. You know, they're just so ridiculous. So I don't want to go too far afield. Well, they kind of helped the demise of the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey.
No, they didn't help it. They drove it.
Well.
They drove it. They drove it. Okay.
You know, allegedly some elephants had been abused or exploited, and there might have been some trainers that might have could have treated the elephants better, but by and large those elephants were well taken care of. And
I have a question, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
If the elephants are what attracts the people to pay for the tickets, why would you mistreat them and have, you know, and bring them any harm? You got to understand what these people, how these people operate. This is a religion to them. Okay, this is a religion. Read about a religion called pantheism, P-A-N-T-H-E-I-S-M, pantheism. Okay, this is pretty much what we're talking about. We're talking about people who have decided that animal lives are more important than the lives of people. Okay. More important. Not just as important, more important. Because people are evil when they mistreat an animal, and therefore they deserve to die while the animal deserves to live on. You know, you've got an animal that has a temporary life. I'm not sure what the life of a blue crab or a lobster is, 2-3 years at the most, I'm guessing. Okay? So, they want us to see a crustacean, an arthropod, basically, a big spider, a big bug, okay, that crawls around on the floor of the Chesapeake Bay and does nothing but eats and poops, okay, and reproduces, to view that as some type of feeling creature, you know, with that can express love to you.
Well, I agree with you.
These are thinking, caring, feeling animals that, you know, deserve our respect. Okay? If I read my Bible correctly in Genesis, I think somewhere it said God gave man dominion over the animals.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the way you were going, but it's like you read my mind, you know? And if you look at it from the Bible, or even if a secular person look at it, we're the head of the food chain.
I was reading Genesis the other day, and it was about the fall. And, you know, God was walking in the Garden of Eden, and he couldn't find Adam and Eve. And they had just disobeyed him and partaken of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Okay? And God was looking for Adam and Eve, and he said, where are you guys? They said, oh, we were naked, and we were afraid to face you. Well, how did you know that? And they said, well, you know, we kind of ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge. And God said, well, okay. And he handed down all these things. You know, women will be... It'll be painful for childbirth for women. Man will have to earn his bread by the sweat of his brow and that type of thing. And the punishment was pretty severe for the first two people, which has endured through generations. Okay? So what did God do to cover their nakedness? He slew two animals and made, or I don't know how many, but he made coverings for Adam and Eve out of the skin of animals.
Well, there you go. So
God did that. I'm going to trust in God. If he's got that kind of judgment, that's fine.
And then, I don't want to go too far afield again, but then, a decade ago, maybe a little more than a decade ago, two decades ago, it started off with don't wear leather, don't wear, it just gets ridiculous. Leather is somewhat water resistant. I got a couple leather.
No, that's because cows are sacred. You know, well, on one side they're sacred. On the other side, they're destroying the planet because they fart and leave up greenhouse gases, and they belch too. But sometimes it goes the other way.
You know what I always say? Some of these people, they've been dropped on the head too many times when they were in.
No, that's not it, Bruce. It's a money-making effort. Follow the money, okay? It's a money-making effort. And, Bruce, if I can appeal to you, look, here's how about this?
I'm listening.
All right, here you go. You're an outdoorsman. I assume you're a hunter. Is that right?
No, just outdoorsman, more like hiker.
Okay, all right, I got it. But let's say you're a hunter, okay? And I say to you, hey, Bruce, I know you're a hunter. We'd like you to consider financially supporting Maryland Hunting Coalition. Well, what do you guys do? You take people hunting? No, we don't take people hunting. What we do is we go to Annapolis, and we deal with policy, the laws and the regulations and things like that. And, we're the voice of the hunter in Annapolis. We have status in the, and you, about this time I see your eyelids, starting to go down because, okay. But if I can say to you, oh yeah, man, we're all about hunting. We're all about getting people into the outdoors. You know, we whack them and stack them, man. And we see some of the biggest, best bucks you've ever seen in your life. And it is the coolest thing. You get the difference between fact and emotion?
I agree with everything you're saying. And I support hunters even if I haven't been a hunter.
There you go. All right. Got to let you go, buddy. Thanks for holding on. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye. Vic, how's my buddy Vic in Camden?
Hey, good morning to you.
Morning, buddy. How you been?
Friendly philosophy professor. I just wanted to weigh in quickly.
Sure.
By the way, you guys have correctly identified the difference here is a clash of ideologies. I come from the same conservative Christian background and hold what's called a dominion,
right,
theory, environmentalist ethic, and if God has sanctioned our control over, the animals of the earth, to use them wisely for our benefit, then it is moral, to hunt. But, I actually knew, I just had a quick comment about this pita crab thing, I heard that news item about they're wanting to build a monument to the poor lobsters up there. And you know what? I actually knew personally the philosopher who popularized this way of arguing for animal rights. He called it the subject of a life that they're individuals, and there are problems with that. But the point is, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And PETA latches on to a view that even the exponents of it would not have, in their wildest dreams, wanted to apply individuality and the individual subject of a life argument
right.
to a crustacean.
Exactly.
To a life form that simple. But PETA, you know, it's like they don't understand what they're talking about. And they say, oh, one way of arguing for animal rights is to argue that animals are individuals. You know, the individual subject of a life, and that view would never have been applied to something as simple as crustacean.
Exactly.
And you know, for PETA to do that just shows their own ignorance and their own lack of understanding.
But you got to understand
all the arguments they use.
Vic, yeah, I look at the commercials for the Humane Society of the United States, another animal activist group.
Yeah.
And it starts out with this really sad, low music, and this announcer that says, you know, there are millions of puppies and kittens out there that don't have a home. And they go into these neighborhoods, you know, where the animals are chained up and you know, they look like they're starving to death and freezing to death. And they got these videos and they, won't you help these poor defenseless creatures?
Exactly.
We can help them as long as you send us your money. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. It's an emotional argument, not based in fact.
Exactly. It's the logical fallacy of, you know, just a mere emotional appeal without any solid, reason behind the emotion.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just manipulating people's emotions.
No question.
So.
Now the crab billboards in Baltimore were roundly rejected. Two companies, J.O. Spice and Old Bay, both said, "Yeah, we're meat. Cover them with our spice." They're pretty funny, you know.
Oh,
response
my.
That they would Photoshop these signs on their site or trying to reproduce them a little bit. It's pretty, you know, it's clever, but you know. I can't,
yeah.
You know, but they have this philosophy that they like to poke the bear, you know. You know, oh, you're wearing fur, so therefore you deserve to have fake blood thrown on you because the blood is on your hands for killing this animal. You know what?
Oh, right. I dated a woman in the 90s who lived in a huge apartment house in downtown Towson.
Right.
And the owner of Manischwartz Furrier right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, would come up in the elevator and he would say, hey, you know, I'm thinking of just moving to Florida anymore, selling the business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because of all the, you know, animal rights activists.
No question. No question.
And that probably is how it happened, you know?
Yep. No question.
And I agree with your comment about Barnum and Bailey. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, Alan, have a good morning, and
thank you.
I'd like to get out there to the Howard County Fairgrounds. That's interesting.
Sure.
I heard about it, but I don't know whether I will. But
you get a chance.
My brother and I are busy getting everything out of our house. We jointly own it. We're you know, planning on selling the house and
got it.
Not real sure where I'm going to go. I'm teaching three courses this semester.
So oh, wow.
I'm going to be here through you know,
you're a busy man.
I try to retire, and I'm very unsuccessful at it.
Well, because, you know why? That's because you're good at what you do, and you're extremely knowledgeable, and I've come to, know that and respect that. So I'm glad you called in on this conversation.
All right. Well, yeah. Thought I'd weigh in.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
Anyway, take care.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a good guy right there, Vic from Hampton. So, anyway. Yes. So, and using the famous and misinformed is another tactic that PETA uses. I mean, if you go on there and look at some of their some of their celebrities on their site that that have different opinions and so forth. I mean, it was anti-fishing. Now, Humane Society of the United States, their stated goal is to end recreational hunting in this country as we know it on a state-by-state basis. Guess where the Humane Society's headquarters is? Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland. So, hunters, if you don't think that the effort against hunting is front and center on their minds here in Maryland, you better think again. And you better take a look at the Humane Society's philosophies and what they're all about. Okay? Their headquarters is Maryland. We face them every year in the General Assembly. Every year. And if you don't want to come down there, and if you don't want to face them yourself, or you don't want to get involved in the political process where the laws and regulations are based, well, you got the people that are doing it, Maryland Hunting Coalition. And those of you on the Eastern Shore, we are making a beautiful opportunity available to you at Annie's Paramount Steakhouse on September 19th. We'd love to see you come and support our benefit, support our efforts in Annapolis. We've earned the respect of many lawmakers over the past 4 years. Actually, over the past 40 years. That's how long our advocate's been in Annapolis. Bill Miles has been there 41 years this session. And, you know, we're in constant communication. And with not only lawmakers, but folks in DNR constantly communicating with them. Sometimes they don't like it. They don't like what we ask them, or they don't like, you know, what we're for and not for. But, you know, if you read our mission statement, you'll understand what we're for. I'll get that up here in just a minute and let you know what that stands for, but what we stand for. But if you don't want to do it yourself, help us out to do it for you in Annapolis. It's as simple as that. So there's, you know, plenty of opportunities on the website to look for, you know, how to help us out funding-wise. You can go to our Facebook page. There's a donate button on there and, you know, that type of thing. And quite frankly, you know, it is difficult to raise money from people who don't pay for a membership. We just don't have a base. We have always maintained that we can subsist on the voluntary contributions of those in the hunting community. So far, so good. But we don't know how long that's going to last. And we don't know how long hunting's going to last here in Maryland. Okay? So we got to maintain the fight. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. And guess what? There are some rebates on Browning firearms up to $100 right now. There really are. And I want to tell you about a couple of them. It is dove season, so you might want to take a look at the beautiful Over and Under by Browning that is available at Clyde Sports Shop. It comes in a 20 gauge. It's called the 725 Satori. And it's built for shooting sports, but it works great on upland birds as well. It comes with 5 choke tubes, ported barrels, a triple trigger system, lengthened forcing cones, all that aids in shotgun sports and shooting as well. And it's really nice gun. It's got a nice ventilated rib on the top, makes it easy to swing, and it will fit you well. Then there's a BPS pump. If you like a pump shotgun, like that third shot going after those doves, you can get it in 410 or 28 or 20 or 16 or 12 or 10 gauge for any purpose. It's the BPS pump. The cool thing is it has bottom ejection of the spent shells rather than out the side. You're not smacking the guy next to you with a hot shell casing coming out of the magazine. So that's what's nice about the BPS pump. Now, for deer hunting, it's the X-Bolt, the extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting perfection when it comes to deer rifles. If you've ever handled one of these, they're a beautiful firearm, and they're extremely user-friendly. Put a nice scope on there. Comes in all standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's great to, you know, when you're done, you jack that, you pull that magazine out, you put it in your pocket, you jack the shell out of the chamber for lunchtime, and your gun's unloaded. When you're ready to go back in, you know, you pop that single back in the clip, or the magazine, slap it back in the gun, work the action, and you're ready to go again. It's a beautiful thing. All from Browning. Most of those have rebates, and you can find them at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. So whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
You're the man.
Moving along with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're getting emails and texts. Now, look, what did I say the religion of the animal rights activists were? Pantheism, right?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Oh, you were asleep. That's right.
I wasn't asleep. I took a walk.
Emmett said, I am a true pantheist. Throw the meat in the pan and thank God for it.
I love it.
Best comment of the day there, Emmett.
Yeah, you win.
And then Captain Don sent me a picture of a plate with a steamed crab on it where the point-to-point distance on the crab is nearly 8 inches.
Mm.
How about that? How about that? That is really something. Now, I don't know. He said down here and up there. I think down here is in Baltimore, and up there is, where's it, Connecticut? Yeah. I'm going fishing with Dawn. Did I tell you that?
Massachusetts, didn't it?
Massachusetts. Did I tell you I'm going fishing with Dawn?
You told me.
Yeah. All we got to do is figure it out. So that's good. He's listening online. And then, of course, John B. has been... He has been texting me or emailing me the whole time, which is great.
He's keeping me awake.
Is he? That's good. Paul said Paul wanted to find out where the Black Bear Hunt page was. It's Black Bear Hunt Sheet. If you do a search on the DNR website, Black Bear, what did I say it was? Black Bear Fact Sheet. Black Bear Fact Sheet. So that's all on there. It tells you all about the bear population and so forth. Ah, yes. Diane loved the man song.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Chuck's wife.
I know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I could spend a day part. She'd be right around the corner from me.
Yep. They're going to be, physically challenged bow hunters of America are going to be there as well. And there were some nice booths out there, actually. From what I saw, some nice displays and so forth. I know there's some ATVs and there's taxidermist out there.
There's a really neat knife maker. I went and looked at his knives.
Oh, the Damascus knives.
They were gorgeous.
They were absolutely spectacular. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've got a couple of folks that have made knives for the coalition. You know that?
I know.
Built knives for us. Our buddy Bill Summers up in Westminster made us a nice one. Steve Greger made us a nice one.
Yep.
So it's all good. You know, custom knives are great. So, which reminds me, I owe a guy for a knife. So anyway, all good.
Do you remember who the guy is?
Hmm. Yep. Yep. So. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here if you'd like to comment on anything we've talked about today. Anyway, talk about the, you know, how hunting regulations come. Most of them come through the Department of Natural Resources, but they have to be based in statute. They have to have the authority to do what they do. Okay. Almost a sneeze. I don't know where it went, but it almost came out my nose. You still awake in there? Chris still awake. Robin's about half out of it. I'm just sucking on coffee, hoping to survive this hour. You know, it used to be, you could almost tell the progression when I used to be back in the day. I'd come in here with a cup of coffee, maybe more than one. And I'd start out kind of draggy like this morning, you know, I'm tired and all that. Start drinking the coffee. The caffeine hit about halfway through the program, you know, and now you can't shut me up. But
now you just can't shut you up.
Now you just can't shut me up. That's what I just said.
No, I mean.
Weren't you listening?
I thought you meant, never mind.
Didn't I just say that?
I thought you meant till you had your coffee. Now I was just, never mind. I messed it up.
Moving right along.
You see this hand signal?
I see it, yeah. That's not an official radio hand signal. Chris will, that isn't either. Chris will teach you.
the official radio signals.
This one's a, well, of course, nobody can see this at home, but this is a break.
Break. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take,
and this is, wait, wait, let me explain. This is theater of the mind. Okay, so Chris is holding his arms out at arm's length. He's got two fists made, okay, and he's breaking a stick. That means break, okay?
An imaginary stick.
Maybe our audience doesn't know official sign language, because Chris and I can talk to each other in my headset, okay? He hears the show being broadcast in there, but if, you know, if I want to talk to him privately, I hit this talk back button. But most of it's done with hand signals. So Chris says he does this fist thing, two fists straight out, and then breaks a stick, right? Mm-hmm. That's break, okay?
Yes, that's break.
What else?
And then this one.
Long.
No.
Stretch it out.
Stretch it out. Yes. Extend your comments, because
we still got time.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
And then this is.
Move it faster.
There you go.
Roll it along. Yeah. So the stretch it out one is like you're pulling taffy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Still two hands out, but fingertip to fingertip now, all fingers, and you're like you're pulling apart a rubber band or some taffy or something like that. That's stretch it out, you know, fill the time. And then the other one was the rolling hands means, you know, move it along.
Speed it up.
Yeah, it's like a moving violation, like a walking penalty in basketball or something like that. That means
now you can explain
up.
Our hand gesture.
I'm not telling them what you did to me. Sorry. But it was definitely understood. So, all right. I got too many emails, too many texts, but keep them coming, folks. I love it. It's what keeps modern technology has invigorated me on this show. You know that? I mean, it used to be just phone calls and stuff. Now it's text and emails and all this stuff right here at our disposal.
I think it's great.
I do, too.
Keeps you busy.
Unless you're getting much better with technology.
You say that with a snicker. How'd we do on trying to get on the ExxonMobil Business My Account online yesterday?
I think I'm lucky we still have a computer.
Yeah, and you're lucky. We had three hammers in the house. None of them were within reach at the moment. Chris and Halethorpe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. I'm doing well also. Thank you. I don't know if you happened to catch the little blurb in the Hunting and Fishing Journal by Steve Huettner this month.
No, I didn't.
I guess it was last month.
No, I did not.
It was actually quite a good article. He was, you know, just kind of beaten up a little bit on these outdoors writers and these hunting shows that just seem to be one big advertisement for certain pieces of equipment.
Chris, it's a formula. If you want to have a show on television, you better have your sponsors in line, because you can't afford it without them.
Yeah.
Okay, and you better be showing, be wearing their product. You better be using their product. You better be talking about their product, you know. And I don't even watch it. We have the Outdoor Channel. I don't even watch it anymore, because it's
That's the same with me.
It's so formulaic. Does your last name end with a V?
Yes.
I thought that's who it was. Okay. Are you bringing your bear out to Howard County?
I beg your pardon?
Are you bringing your bear skull out to Howard County?
No.
Why?
I think you might be confused.
Oh, okay. Maybe I got
have
the wrong
a bear skull.
Oh, okay.
When I cut my hair, I have a bear skull.
I get it. Okay. All right. Well, there's another Chris V. I know that. You know. Anyway.
V R I. That's my first three.
I got it. Yeah. His is V E N. So.
Okay.
Anyway. Let's see. The question was the outdoor shows. Okay. Very formulaic, okay? Here's how it goes. We've been watching this big buck all year. We've probably seen him for the last 3, maybe 4 years on our trail camera. And 2 years ago, he disappeared. We didn't know if he got killed or if he's back on our camera. But there he was one day. It was snowing, and we saw him on the trail camera. So we knew he was on, you know, he was on the property again. So we kind of got excited about that, and he's definitely on our hit list. Him and three others are on our hit list. We definitely want to take these deer out this year, you know. So they're past the age of maturity. They're 5.5 years old. So we're going to set up here in the cornfield in a ground blind and wait for this deer to come out. Oh, there he is, but he's just too far away. Can't make the shot. So it got dark on us and we lost light. So we had, you know, for our camera. So we had to pick up the next morning. And well, we had to work the next morning, so we couldn't get back till the next afternoon. So when we got back the next afternoon, we decided to switch to a tree stand, you know, on the edge, other edge of the field because of the wind. So we got in our stand and, you know, we were waiting and a few does started.
You forgot to say your such and such.
So we climbed up in our XYZ climbing stand and there he was, we abandoned our XYZ, ground blind so we could go to our XYZ tree stand. And, we were watching some does filter out in the field and, you know, we figured that the buck had to be coming pretty soon. And here we looked up and it wasn't that buck that we had just seen and we were targeting, but it was another buck on our hit list and he was coming our way because we had a big old pile of food supplement out there right in front of the stand. And he was headed that way because there were already five does already munching down on this stuff that we put out that day, XYZ food.
Yeah.
So you know, I got my XYZ bow ready and I knocked a XYZ arrow. And I'll tell you what, that X... when I released, I knew it was a good shot. I hit him a little far back, but I knew we knew he wouldn't go far because that XYZ broadhead always does the job. How am I doing?
Doing great.
All right, yeah. So after you see that 100 times, you kind of figure out it's a formula.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, okay, good night. You know, I quit watching fishing shows years ago. There's one World Championship Fishing that's okay, but... The one that stopped me from watching fishing shows was the one from Texas when the guy says, these bass are smart. I'm like, what did you just say? Yeah, these bass are smart. Okay, maybe smarter than you.
So what's going on out Howard County?
Oh, there's an outdoor show out there called the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got the big building filled up with vendors.
Uh-huh.
He's got some entertainment. Bucks, Bears, and Stags is out there. We're inviting people to bring their deer heads out and their sika deer and their black bear skulls, and we'll measure them up for him. Planning for the book that's coming out next year called Maryland's Finest, which is, you know, the best bucks, the best bears and the best stags here in Maryland. So it's all in, we got bucks-bears-stags.com is our website. You'll see some stuff on there. And then the Facebook page too. So, you know, a social media kind of communication.
Yeah, I got your email of your,
The newsletter for the coalition?
Newsletter.
Yeah.
I'm a truck driver. I was on the road all week, so I came back. I had like 175 emails.
Is that all?
Accidentally deleted yours.
You did?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say.
You can't go in your delete file and bring it back up?
I double deleted it. I don't know how.
Nice job.
I didn't want her to save it.
All right.
I'm not the most computer savvy.
I got it. Well, I'll tell you what. When we hang up, Chris will get your email address, and I'll forward it to you.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
I appreciate that, buddy.
All right. So, yeah, the TV shows. Yeah, nobody kills bigger. How many have you ever seen go home empty-handed?
That's a good thing right there.
Out of 100, maybe 2 or 3 a year, you know, we did a blooper show, we did this show, you know, we missed one, you know, you didn't see that, but it's on the cutting room floor type of thing.
And how many times does a normal hunter come home empty-handed?
George Malone was the past president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society. He said to me one time, I just got back from Ohio, I just got back from Texas, I just got back from wherever he was hunting. He said, I've been on so many bloodless hunts that I get Christmas cards from PETA.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
That's real good, yeah.
All right, Chris, well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you go here. Chris has already picked you up, and we'll get your email address and forward our copy out to you. So, what? What are you listening to?
Nothing.
You look like you're stunned or amazed or something.
No.
You okay?
I was.
All right. Yeah.
I'm fine.
John B. said, I'm glad this isn't TV or all this would be one big blooper. I feel very uncomfortable just listening to all this talk of hand gestures.
I told him we'd do better. He said he's just kidding.
I know.
Oh.
How come you're on the... yeah. Never mind.
Don't worry.
I don't want to know.
I have my friends.
Yeah, I know. Both of them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me talk about a couple folks here first. Let me talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. It is time. If you're not ready now, you better make up some time. And bow season is next Friday the 7th. So, Matthews compound bows and a clearance on Hoyt compound bows are both going on simultaneously at the same time at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, they also carry Barnett, Mission 10-point Excalibur, and Carbon Express crossbows. Scentlock apparel, which is important. Banded camo. Rambo electric bikes. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Bubba Blade knives. And on the deer side, every accessory, every cover scent, every attractant, every accessory you need for your bow, for your gun, whatever. Now, on the firearm side, you know, they got all the firearms for doves and waterfowl and everything else and the ammo to go with them. Thompson Center and CVA muzzleloaders. The largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Decoys, steel shot, gear, and camo. I've pretty much covered it. Except for the fishing side, which is humongous. So if you're fishing or crabbing, yes. Live and frozen bait, traps, pots, rods, reels, line, trolling tackle, you name it. All of the above. All at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's why they're first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers as well. They're located on Route 50 East, 39B Dominion Road on Ken Island. That's in Chester, Maryland, for those of you who want to put it in your GPS. That's exit 39B Dominion Road is the exit. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, thunderstorms in the forecast for the next several days through the holiday weekend. We had some big ones around last night, and we've got more in the forecast here this afternoon and tonight. Showers, thunderstorms likely here for the next several days. High pressure's backed off the Atlantic coast, and that's opened the gates for more and more storm action. That's what we're seeing today. Slow movers again up to the north, and a high of 82 degrees. Scattered storms tonight, 71. Afternoon storms Sunday and Labor Day Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Linex. Hey, we're back. Time for me to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We talked about the guns. Let's talk a little about the crabbing and fishing. Plenty of crabbing and fishing left. I'll tell you what, I was talking to a guy in Southern Maryland. I said, when I come back, I'm going to call you ahead of time. I want to get a bunch of jumbos. He said, October, that's the time. We can't get rid of them. We're overrun with crabs, big ones. I said, I'll be down. He had super jumbos the other day. I didn't tell you.
And you didn't bring me any home.
No, we weren't going to be there. So they're not steamed. They're live.
I know.
So, you know, I didn't want to hug one. I didn't see the individual.
I could have seen it in a pot.
Not last night. Anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you need it, they've got it live and frozen bait. They have the steamers. They have the seasoning. They have trot lines and pots and all that stuff. Everything you need, rods and reels and line and terminal tackle. I mean, the services are great, rod and reel repair, all that at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Clyde Sport Shop, and the 24-hour, 7 days a week fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-FISH. Regular phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For almost 10 years now, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving
nice to your
every
sister.
Night?
I don't take her driving every night.
So sit here at my feet, cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
All right, you get the point.
I tell you something, I'm loving Chris's music choices today.
Yeah, me too. Captain Dog, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Robin. Ms.
Good morning.
Brown. Yes, indeed.
This morning. Hey, I just sent, I don't know if you saw it, a picture of the storm last night.
Yes.
That was hovering over the southeast Baltimore County. We saw the water spout come down for a brief period of time. What was amazing is there were boats, even though the weather radio was going crazy with warnings and alerts and all that, boats were still heading out there. And the water was getting rougher and rougher, and the wind was picking up. And
can't people, fix stupid.
And you wonder why people get hurt and get killed in these accidents and storms on the bay.
Yep. So, well, read my reply.
I will.
Hey, I will say this about my reply. I wasn't driving the boat, so I was trapped aboard. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, I mean, I was out there willingly. We were after big sea trout and bluefish at that time, so
uh-huh.
It was back in the mid to late 80s.
It's one thing if you're already out there and you get hit by a storm, but these people that go out into the storms.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's not too brilliant, but. Yeah.
Now, the picture of those crabs?
Yes. Is that Maryland?
When I got back from Massachusetts this week, I checked my two crab pots, which I had just put over and had not actually put bait in them. So I got a bunch of crabs, and two of them, as you can see, were over 7 inches with no bait.
No bait.
Black cod blood. That was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the picture up north was taken along the Cape Cod Canal at the Seafood Shanty, which is, from what I understand, pretty famous.
I got it.
They specialize in lobsters.
Is there any memorial to dead lobsters that they've all boiled through the years?
Yes, it's called the Seafood Shanty Shack, and people go in there and they eat
crabs, dead lobsters,
mussels
that have been boiled
and everything. So yeah, that's the memorial to dead lobsters.
Yeah, I get it.
I tell you something, I really want to get back to Cape Cod. I grew when I was younger, little. We lived in West Falmouth, and I loved it up there.
Yep.
Oh my!
Dad was in the service.
Yeah, we're in Fall River. Just, I guess some people consider that to be the entrance to the Cape.
Right.
Going from Providence out to the Cape. So, and my wife's job takes her out on the Cape and occasionally out to the islands. So,
nice.
That's pretty cool too. So.
Yep.
Very neat. Very neat.
Have a wonderful day. And, again, I tuned in late. I guess you all are going to the show.
We are. Okay. Yep, we are. We got to set up our booth out there at, we're headed there pretty quick after the show's over and, set our boards up and get ready to, you know, greet some folks. So hopefully they'll bring their deer heads out and their bear skulls and their sika deer. And
they need to come out and keep me awake.
Keep you awake?
Yeah. Robin doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And Coke doesn't have quite enough kick to it.
So. Used to. I don't drink that much of it. I haven't even been able to finish this one. So.
I know. So. All right,
hey,
Captain. Well, I appreciate the call.
One final little nib. I was smoking a cigar on the deck last night.
Yep.
And it did not keep the bugs away.
Uh oh.
It did not.
It did not.
I think the bugs are supercharged this year.
Sick, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Robin said they are supercharged. There's no question about it. I've seen some.
Oh yeah.
I saw a mosquito the other night that was unbelievable. Anyway, all right, brother. We'll talk to you later, and we are going fishing.
Yes. I'm waiting.
I know. Just my schedule.
Okay.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye. Here he goes. All right. Well, the text machine is going off. The text machine. And the music's playing.
I hear it.
Which means we're out of here.
I know. We survived.
We did.